Just a quick update for all of you in the Rebecca McAvoy case. You'll remember that case as something that we covered here on Scared Monkeys Radio many times with the family. The poor little girl who was allegedly raped and sodomized by Bob Engel. And then sadly was killed in a traffic accident before she had a chance to testify against her alleged molester. Well, the courts have spoken. Justice has spoken. Engel was convicted, has not been sentenced yet. But we look back to the case with all the delays for, I believe, the Washington precedent, Crawford precedent, I mean, and the family who was re-victimized over and over and over again, wondering if there'd ever be justice, and justice has prevailed. It is great to see. Will there be more to the story? I think there might be. Will Engel get the sentence that he deserves? I hope so. Will this family ever get their little girl back? No, they won't, of course, but she has spoken. She has spoken not only for herself, but for other victims that aren't able to speak. And hopefully this will set a precedent for those that this whole Crawford case is something that needs to be reviewed on an individual basis, not in their broad spectrum, because those that commit crimes shouldn't get away from them just because the victim is no longer around to testify. We will see what happens with the Peterson case. That's the next big one that will be a determining factor, I think, when it comes to victims being able to speak from their grave, so to speak. And I don't mean to be gross by saying that. Congratulations to the McAvoy family and all their family. It's great to see that Becca has justice, and we will follow up more on that story in the weeks and months to come here on Scared Monkeys Radio. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.